Tell the people of Zion, the daughters of Jerusalem, now your king is coming to you. He is humble and riding on a donkey. He is riding on a young donkey born from a work animal. As men of God and women of God, we must demonstrate. We must show the kind of peace-loving approach. When you approach me with peace. Approach me with love. This is the way that the king, Jesus Christ himself, approached the people. He approached God's people by showing peace. He approached God's people by showing love. The approach was peace. The approach was love. A whole lot of church leaders just got rebuked. This is the way we make our approach to God's people when we go into the city where God's people dwell. Zion, the daughters of Jerusalem. For the unbroken animal and the unbroken people remain calm under my hands. The animal has not been broken and the people have not been broken, but they remain calm under my hand because I approach them in the kind of peace and in the kind of love that Jesus approached them with. I have nature in my control because of the peace in the kingdom of Christ. That's what's wrong with a lot of churches. The leaders, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the bishops, the ministers, the clergy, everyone that represents the leadership in the church, they don't know how to approach the unbroken people. You don't know how to approach a person in peace. You don't know how to approach a person in love. And you a leader. You better check your leadership. Make sure you've been called by God and you haven't been put in the pulpit by a man that's making money off your fancy conversation, saying all the right words with no anointing backing you up, doing all the right moves and having all the right songs without the witness of the Holy Spirit. Y'all better stop playing church.